want to learn throughout this process is content repurposing. So what is content repurposing? It refers to the practice of reusing an existing piece to publish more content in different formats. Okay, so for instance, let's say you have a 30-page report. You can now turn it into a three-part blog series, a three-part video series, or a long video tutorial, a slide presentation, a podcast episode, a cheat sheet, all of that stuff, but it doesn't end there. You can use the report content as part of any future content you create, right? So there's no need to really rewrite what's been covered in the report. There's just no need to do that at all. So the advantages are you get more consumption, so different people prefer different mediums. So you can encapsulate more of your audience because certain people don't watch videos and certain people don't read cheat sheets. So you'll reach new audiences if you turn a report into a YouTube video, a slide, a podcast, a blog, whatever it is. And you're going to increase overall visibility. That's going to improve. Google likes websites with more content in multiple formats. So your SEO will get better, those kind of things. So a blog post is, you know, with a video is considered more valuable. So you can build backlinks by linking to related content. So some more advantages of repurposing content. It redeems your weaker content, right? So some content may not perform as well as others. But if you repurpose it, it helps you get more out of it, kind of juicing the lemon. So it also maximizes your time and effort. The time you spent on creating content is put to better use if you repurpose it multiple times. And then increase social sharing and backlinks. So the content you put out and promote, the more content you put out and promote, the more chances of people having shared it, seen it, liked it, commented, those kind of things. So then you just have more promotional opportunities. You can drive paid traffic to different videos, blog posts, opt-in pages, all of that stuff with reports or cheat sheets as lead magnets, and it allows you to build your subscriber base quickly. So it increases your online presence as well, and this is the final part. Imagine your prospect sees you having a high-quality blog or YouTube channel full of great videos or a podcast, and that really positions you as an authority in the industry. And getting high ticket customers then becomes a lot easier because you're seen that way.